Good morning, everyone. My name is Justin Fraundorfer, and I'm a member of the Parish Finance Committee. I also have kids that attend our wonderful school and acted as my technology consultants this morning. You should have all received a letter in the mail yesterday, kind of giving you a brief update on the campaign efforts. And we also thought it was very important to do so in person. So that's what I want to do this morning is quickly share with you, remind you of what our campaign goals were, share with you the results so far of those campaign efforts, what challenges we have, how we're going to address those challenges, and then close with what our next steps are. So our goals were to make sure that we're continuing to be able to carry on with all of our parish ministries. There's a lot that goes on here, and it's very important to our community to continue those. We also want to maintain all of our support and obligation to the school on a monthly basis. And then finally, the last two items were to raise some funds so that we can renovate that parish center and then also upgrade the technology here at our parish. So far, we have raised $140,000, of which we've taken $25,000 and set that aside for the parish center, which is very exciting because that allows us to get that project started. We still need about $75,000 left, what we're estimating for that entire parish center renovation. And then of that $140,000, we took that remaining $115,000 and applied that to the school deficit, of which we still owe $285,000. But there's some very exciting news to share. We feel very optimistic about raising the rest of those funds. As Ron had mentioned, we have the Lenten season, we have Pasta Fridays, we have that very interesting root beer float soup to try. We have a parish festival and then a 70th anniversary to celebrate. So many opportunities to close that gap. Some of the achievements that we've had so far are we're caught up with our school payments. November 30th, we were behind $228,000. And as of January 31st, we are all caught up. That's truly amazing, and that's a thanks to each and every one of you to help us get there. More on the school obligation in a couple slides, but we are all caught up. As I mentioned, we've set aside money for that parish renovation. That's another fantastic achievement. And then arguably, one of the biggest things that we have done is we have increased the number of households that have been giving. And I'll share a little bit more on that statistic in a little bit. But I want to pause again and say thank you. Thank you for all of your help that has helped significantly in addressing our challenges. As mentioned, what I see as our biggest challenge yet is fulfilling our remaining obligation to the school. We're caught up right now, but we owe $57,000 a month for the rest of that school year. So that's February, March, April, May, and June. But with every challenge, there's an opportunity. And our biggest opportunity is this community. We have over 1,000 households that are registered at our parish. Less than half of those contribute financially. So that's going to be a big target of ours to grow that. In 2018, there were 477 households that were giving. That was on a steady decline. 2022, there was 426. But I'm happy to report that for 2024, we are already up to 441. So imagine if we continue that trend of growing, that impact that it will have. If we could do another 10%, 10% next year. So we're at the highest we've been since 2019, which is fantastic. So with that goes right into our next phases of this campaign. Continue to increase our attendance. And that's going to involve each and every one of you reaching out, inviting others to rejoin, re-engage. We'll have other sort of opportunities and things along the way to help that too, but a lot of that's going to fall on each one of us in this room to bring back everyone. And then also continuing our increased giving through the rest of this fiscal year, which is June 30th. And I know I haven't said it enough, but again, I'll take time to pause here and say thank you for your generosity, your continued support, and it has made all the difference. Thank you.